Steve Quayle. Vanity Fair came out this month with a cover story. I have the magazine. It admits that Christian conservative leaders go and have gay orgies there and that they do rituals, but it goes on to say it's fun and no big deal. Now, again, people can say, oh, Bohemian Grove, they're just having fun. No, they take it seriously. These people are lunatics. Gerald Celente coming up. A few calls for Steve Quayle quickly. Have your question ready, please. Lenny in New York. Lenny and then Barack. That'll be it for calls for Steve. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, what's up, man? I heard you heard just the call and writer officials and have our voices be heard, and I agree. But since 1,000-to-1 calls against the bailout in October and Congress still passed it, I just have no confidence in our officials.
Well, I agree with that. But the thing is, we're all demanding one thing. We're demanding that Napolitano step down and resign. And why I'm saying this is that if everyone will focus on a specific individual who has targeted them, the pressure, this is one thing Washington does respond to. And I'll go on to basically say, Alex, I'm saying all we can do is buy time. I don't believe
that. And then the message goes out that this is criminal and bad. You have to punish them for saying all the veterans are basically terrorists and gun owners buying guns are terrorists. It actually says that. You have to, they've thrown down the gauntlet. You have to send the message to everybody that that was bad what she did, if not the precedent set. Go ahead, Lenny.
No, absolutely. We called 1,000-to-1 against the bailout and they still, you know, they have an agenda. They're going to go through with it.
But it's got to be on record. But it's got to be on record that they're criminals doing the opposite of what the people in the Constitution and the law says. Appreciate your call. Correct, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to continue to fight. Barack in Long Island. Barack, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex and Steve. I had just a couple questions. One question I had was, you know, we've been talking about fighting the New World Order. And I was thinking, you know, how about we use our systems against them? For example, like, what if we were to open our own bank and then be able to use fractional reserve to create funds and to be
able
to...
Well, they have bank regulators. They've
been basically either assassinated or marginalized. It doesn't work.
They won't
even
let
even if we were to have, like, you know, I mean, everybody on Alex Jones' show is depositors and taking their money out of the major banks.
Sir, they will send a hit team to kill you. They've done it to hundreds of people we know of. Or you can even be selling silver coins. And saying it's a new monetary system, which is not illegal, they still SWAT team you. Look at the Liberty Dollar. Steve, telling.
Well, absolutely. The bottom line is that, listen, the power to tax and the power to basically print money are the two most powerful, and when I say this, earthly powers that the Illuminati basically controls. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil, the control of it. So the point is that is their power source. They bribe, they kill, they steal, they distort, they absolutely use money. And then when they acquire the power, look, it's why you can...
They shut the money supply off. As soon as they get the power, they shut it off to you so everything implodes so they can come consolidate. Steve, great point. But just in closing, Brock, I'm not knocking you for the idea. That's why if
Nor
you actually
exactly
if you start becoming successful, they come after you. If you're some town or city with your own script and it's only being used here and there, they leave you alone. But if it gets popular, they come after you, right, Steve?
Absolutely. That's what we're seeing with the whole Tea Party movement, with what we put up on the site and we've talked about on the show today.
Yeah, Brock. Hey, anything else?
Yeah, you know, I just had one more question. You had mentioned about getting out of your IRA. I mean, do you recommend just getting, you know, completely cashing it out and getting and paying the penalties and just having the money
this
out of it? Or
Steve and Gerald Celente and all our guests that are real experts said get out when it was 14,000 3 years ago.
Yep.
Now it's probably going to run back up maybe to 9 or 10. Then there'll be an even bigger plunge next time. Steve, do you agree?
I agree, Alex. The bottom line is they only put the best bait in the biggest trap, and that's what this is. This is a baiting going on right now. Look, everybody is absolutely urged by me to get control. I've talked to people who have lost millions of dollars, Alex, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and I said, why wouldn't you listen to me 2 years ago? You know what they said? Because my broker said, you guys are all nutcases. Well, guess what? When you're a 70-year-old woman and lost $2 million, maybe the nutcases had more flavor to offer than the lying shill.
Exactly. Thank you, Brock. Steve Quayle, I want to have you back in the near future. God bless you, stevequayle.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Amazing individual. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Gerald Celente, and your calls and a lot of news straight ahead.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change?
Forecasters in the world for decades, but now, I mean, I was in the studio last night and saw him on ABC broadcast TV, you know, talking about what was coming and happening, and then I got home and I saw him on CNN, and then I was online and I saw clips of him on Fox this weekend, getting massive attention, but they're doing little short sound bites. I've got this Russia Today where, you know, they talk to him for 11 minutes. He has a chance to really roll out and lay out what's happening and going on. He predicted the 87 stock market crash. He predicted the fall of, you know, so many other things, the rise. He is on with us for the next 52 minutes. Gerald Celente is a United States Trends forecaster, author, and CEO of the Trends Research Institute, founded in 1980. He is noted for predicting the 87 stock market crash and the fall of the Soviet Union. Celente is a close combat practitioner with a black belt trainer whose practice reflects his proactive philosophy. He's a self-described political atheist. I look at things for the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And, Gerald, let's talk about that. He's been on Oprah Winfrey, you name it, the Today Show. I told the story before you were here with us about I see all these people that are at a local radio station I do a Sunday show out of, and back when I was bashing Bush, that was popular and trendy. They liked me and would talk to me. Now one of them won't even talk to me and then sits out in the control room talking crap whenever I'm bashing Obama, saying he's a puppet, because they have invested their psychology, who they are, their identity with him. They've been suckered by the con man and can't admit it. This is so infantile and so sad. So it's not even that they're stupid. They are under the mind control of this system, aren't they?
Well, you've really put it perfectly. And before we go on, I want to thank you for including me in your wonderful production, The Obama Deception, and applaud you also for putting it out there so quickly, cleanly, and accurately. And I'm honored to be a part of it and having that opportunity.
Great. You've had a chance to see it. I mean, give us your review.
All right. That's what I said. I think it's excellent. You know, I'm honored to be a part of it. And,
well, we're honored to have
that.
You.
Lightly, you know. And I applaud you for getting out there quickly and pointing out what a deception this is. This is a song and dance show. And you aptly said it. If people have this psychologically invested in this agent of change. And when you look at the people who he's brought in, for example, to fix the financial problems, such as Geithner and Orszag and Summers, Clinton retreads, Robert Rubin proteges, it's like bringing in Meyer Lansky, Machine Gun Kelly, and Bugsy Siegel to win the war on crime. I mean, these are the same criminals that made it happen, and now they're going to fix it. So what happens is, and we see this, the liberals are bigger hypocrites than the conservatives. The conservatives believe they're lying. If they want to go to war, you know, they'll go to war. You know, we're going to go kick butt. They believe it. They'll do it. Right or wrong, they believe it. The liberals, on the other hand, they're the bigger hypocrites. They make every excuse that you could imagine for Obama sending more troops to Afghanistan. We're 21,000 now, and I love it. The last 4,000, they're really not troops. They're advisors. What am I, an imbecile? I grew up during the Vietnam War. I remember those advisors as well. But they say things like, well, he inherited this situation. They always make excuses. They've drank the Kool-Aid, and their brains have been washed. And they refuse to see what a big lie this is. He is the antithesis of everything that liberals believe. Look what's going on now with the finding about the CIA torture. And then say, oh, no, we're not going to prosecute them. Well, why not? If it was you or I that did this, then we would be brought to justice. But there's always an excuse the liberals will give for giving Obama, who we have decided, and we're writing about it in the next edition of our Trends Journal, that he is really the worst of Clinton and the best of Bush.
Explain that.
Well, the worst of Clinton in that this is the guy, you know, that Clinton being the guy that really destroyed our economy. He pushed through NAFTA and globalization that George Bush the First and Ronald Reagan couldn't get through, with the great promise with him and Al Gore that this was going to create more jobs and elevate our standard of living. And, of course, it did nothing to do that. It drove us down in reverse. This has nothing to do with free trade. All it had to do with was opening up markets to slave labor opportunities so that CEOs could get their products made by slaves and ship them back overseas so they can make those exorbitant salaries that they've got.
And that's phase one. Then it also vertically integrates the economy and creates a wasteland back in the U.S. and Western Europe so the bankers can come back in and buy everything up, correct?
Correct. And that's the other Clinton one. Let's remember again who he's brought in. Machine Gun Kelly, Bugsy Siegel, and Meyer Lansky. And when you look at these guys, these are the Clinton crew that destroyed the Glass-Steagall Act, the banking act that was put in place So the banksters couldn't get in the brokerage business, and they would do traditional banking, and the casinos couldn't gamble. These are the same gangsters that deregulated the financial equity business so that they could come up with all these so-called exotic financial instruments such as derivatives, credit swap defaults, and you name whatever else that nobody knows what they're talking about. These are the same people under Clinton. And then, of course, you know, Clinton, you know, people forget that he was bombing Iraq just about, what, on a weekly basis for almost 8 years. And when Madeleine Albright was asked by Leslie Stahl on CBS's 60 Minutes if the sanctions against Iraq were worth the death of over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five, according to the UN, she said, quote, it was worth the price. So that's the worst of Clinton, without going into more of it. And then the best of Bush is he's keeping these wars going. On Easter weekend, when nobody was paying attention to the news, when I say nobody, the majority, he asked for more money to wage the Iraq war and the Afghan war. He's keeping these wars going. Innocent people are being killed in Iraq for false reasons. The reasons that Bush gave us was that there were ties to Al-Qaeda and weapons of mass destruction. Both of them are false. So he's also the rendition, he's keeping that going, where you could, oh, we're closing Guantanamo, we'll just send him overseas to get tortured. Oh, and look what he's doing with the wiretapping. He's defending Bush's wiretapping excesses.
So he's actually expanding it. And if you look at total troop numbers, first they said instantly he'll bring the troops home, then 16 months, then 23. Now his top generals are saying maybe never. Maybe we'll just keep 150,000 in Iraq, but they've already doubled Afghanistan. So a total, it's an increase across the board. And you talk to the leftists, they're not really even leftists. They're just literally buying this Madison Avenue creation. And they say, well, he, you know, at least it's him doing it now. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is. It's hypocrisy, as I said. And you aptly pointed it out that he's increasing the Bush wiretapping excesses. He's doing everything that the liberals hate. And again, it's this song and dance. America, I mean, look at this guy. I mean, could you imagine a president appearing with comics on a late-night comic show like Jay Leno? Where's the dignity? But they'll do anything to push it through.
Hey, what do you think about him lying about everything? I mean, not just big issues, but bowing, grabbing his hand, bowing all the way straight down, and then saying, oh, I dropped something on the floor. Oh, he was too short when the guy's almost as tall as him. He clearly bows and then lies about it.
Well, look what Sarkozy said about him, this hardly made the news as well, when he talked about basically what a lightweight Obama is. And
they said he's a groveling, kiss-butt fake, total lightweight, who just literally just grovels. And then Sarkozy said, look, all he does is put out rhetoric. It's not even real. They're actually going to, you know, keep all their missiles, but he's running around saying they're going to slash him. And Sarkozy doesn't even care about that. The point is, he just said this guy, even in private meetings, is a complete liar and a complete groveling lightweight.
Again, you hit it right on the numbers. And when we look what's happened to America, and this is one of the trend alerts that we put out, is we're calling for an intellectual revolution. People better get smart about this and stop listening to comics and clowns and buffoons and con men. And that's what we call Obama. You know, he's the con man in chief. And again, you go to any of these liberal websites or any of the websites, even, I mean, in newspapers, they quote what Colbert said about this or that, what Jon Stewart said, what Olbermann said, what Hannity said. How about what Mo, Larry, and Curley said? I mean, these people, they're experts on nothing, and they spew out about everything.
You know, you hit on something there. He puts this fake jolly laughing. He was on 60 Minutes and keeps laughing at the reporter. And the reporter looked at him, and it was real. He could tell. It said, are you drunk or something? What, are you punch drunk? And Obama was just spewing this fake, I mean, it's totally fake. Gerald Celente, stay there. You've been saying this is a fascist country and there needs to be a revolution.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock a genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Questions for Gerald Celente. We'll take a few of your calls, too, before he leaves us at 1-800-259-9231. Obama's job, and I want to see if you agree with this, sir, is to stall the left long enough for the banks to end up exsanguinating or sucking the nation dry, and to also drive a left-right wedge. You notice how the media is trying to say anybody who protests the taxes is a racist, period. That's been a talking point on CNN and MSNBC like parrots. And then you've got Fox playing the part of, oh, yes, this is all right wing. Then they've automatically got the people divided. If 98% are against the banker takeover, they got to make it a left-right issue, don't they? Do you see folks, I mean, can you speak to that system of control? And then do you see that working with your trends research?
Well, the left is going to stay with Obama regardless of what he does, just like they did with Clinton. As I said, the liberals are bigger hypocrites than the conservatives. The conservatives believe what they're doing. The liberals turn blind eyes and make excuses. On the issues of the tax revolts and how they've divided this between left and right, it's very important to understand what's going on here, in the sense that if you go back to our Trends Journal, and this went out in December of 2007 for our top trends coming up in the coming years. One of them was tax revolts. Now, remember, Bush was president when we wrote this, and this is what we said. It was the reason for starting the first American Revolution, and as the trends add up, it will also be a reason for starting the second. Fed up and not willing or able to take it anymore, overtaxed Americans will begin the battle against politicians and bureaucrats in the fight to lower and or repeal taxes. This has nothing to do with Obama. This has to do with property taxes, school taxes, sin taxes, hassle taxes, sales taxes. People are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. They've lost, Alex, in the last year, $11 trillion worth of wealth. The American people, in terms of stocks and lost values in their homes. That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with left or right. And what's happening are different people out there are exploiting it, particularly the politicians and some of the people in the media. This is not a left-wing. What we called it was a coalition of the cash-strapped will lead a mainstream American tax battle. We wrote this in 2007. So we always get a kick out of how the people that didn't see it coming are now saying what it's all about, and then they proclaim what's going to happen next.
History was made. Start over, as I interrupted you. Then we have Janine Garofalo and on CNN and the Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Oh, geez, what a disgusting, snotty little thing she is. My God, that snooty little... Oh, I watched that with... It felt like, you know, I couldn't stand Howard Cosell in the old days when I used to watch that stuff. And I wanted to smash the television. When I heard her going on with her snide little teabagging routine that she must have said 100 times in 10 minutes, you know, it's those people that are trying to deride everyone that this is a pocketbook issue. This has nothing to do with ideology.
Well, that's what I was going to say next, and she cold-bloodedly knows that, and Oberman was there. I lost all respect for him, knowingly saying that we were engaged in weird fellatio. For those that don't know, that's what the teabagging thing is, to see national TV. Anderson Cooper was doing it on CNN. And then she said, they're all racist, they hate black people. That is the racism she is injecting into the middle of a tax revolt, people going bankrupt, losing their homes, $12.8 trillion stolen in 6 months, foreign banks looting everything. We're on the verge of riots, and she injects race into it. So poor black folks, when they see people out there protesting, even though there's a lot of black folks there, think it's a giant Ku Klux Klan rally. Is that not literally psychological terror that she was engaging in?
And this is what they're trying to do. Did you hear this Axelrod, this David Axelrod, the senior White House advisor, calling? He said that the Tea Party movements are, quote, unhealthy. You know, this has to go down as one of the 10 dumbest statements ever made in history.
Stay right there. Gerald Celente is our guest. Just absolutely amazing interview. Let's come back and talk about your statements on Russian television and on ABC News about revolution in the United States. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
He's in the Obama deception. He's Gerald Celente. Be sure and check out his website, trendsresearch.com. One word, trendsresearch.com. Big fat link up on Infowars.com. If you forget the URL, I suggest you subscribe to it. Okay, let's start over there because we got cut in by the break. Garofalo, she knows. Snot knows who she is. Not actually use that term myself. It's a good term for them. They know, though. They think they're these big, smart geniuses. They're desperate. They know they're parasites. They're not really liberals. It's like Margaret Sanger, all her private papers, how much she hated blacks and wanted to kill them all of it. She would go around explaining to the blacks how much she loved them as a liberal and, you know, let's just sterilize you or have an abortion. It's the same thing with these people. They love to pimp around limousine liberals, you know, like they're helping everybody and they're good. But her and Oberman scientifically know that 98% of the American people, and that's a conservative number, some polls show 99% against the banker takeover, as you know, Gerald, are together. So they got to make this a left-wing, right-wing issue. And Fox, financing, trying to take that over, they're the party out of power, the Republicans, so they can act like they're patriots now, Rick Perry and all these politicians. Can you elaborate on that? And I mean, just the cold-blooded treason of this, trying to get the American people fighting with each other, and on national TV, injecting race and racism into things so that black folks, when you see them, you know, at the grocery store, think you're out to get them. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, again, what they're trying to do, as we see it, with minimizing this tax revolt, is that this has legs. As I said, we're the folks that saw it coming first and wrote about it, as far as we know. And we're saying this was historical event. So when you have the president's senior White House advisor, Axelrod, going on Face the Nation and saying this country, this is a country where we value liberties and our ability to express ourselves, and he goes, these expressions are unhealthy. And then you have that guy Carville. He called the Tea Party movements, quote, harmless and damaging to Republicans. So clearly what they're trying to do is they know the power of this, and they're trying to marginalize it by putting people in these categories. This has nothing to do with ideology. Are there libertarians and Republicans out there? Of course there are. But there are just angry people that are losing everything, and that's the bigger picture.
And this is meant to keep the Democrats from coming out and joining the American people, the Democrats
that are... Exactly. Exactly. It's keeping the Democrats and other people out from joining them, and they're driving a wedge, and they're doing a good job at it. But it's only going to be temporary, because when it gets down to the pocketbook issue, then it becomes real, which, by the way, that's the next thing. And as you well know from our Trends Journal, in the spring edition, we wrote a lot about it, and that this recovery that we're seeing is in the stock market, what we called it was a false flag recovery. These banks, as you well know, they're now allowed to value their toxic assets at any number that they want to give them, and they're producing fake earning increases. And it's like you give me a couple of billion dollars, I'll report some earnings increases. Oh, I'll show you profit. Give me some more billions. This thing is going down. It's going to be nonstop. And the people that don't see what's coming and do not take preventive measures, and you pointed it out very clearly in the Obama deception, and if anyone didn't see it yet, they don't know what they're missing. And people need to know this, that they better take precautionary measures now, because the ship is sinking. And as you well know also, Alex, they're calling what we're putting out pessimism porn. You know, they have this, you know, and they laugh about it. Oh, you know, Salenti predicted this. He predicted the
Gerald,
fall.
Gerald, let me stop you. Let me stop you there for just a second. I need you to, your phone receiver's so good, it's kind of overdriving, so back off the phone a bit, because I want folks to be able to. No, it's probably our fault. But, start over with this pessimism porn, and then that leads into my next question. We have these MIAC reports that we broke, and then the federal reports saying those buying guns are the number one threat to the government and ammo. Reports that the veterans are the number one threat. So they built up this anti-terror apparatus, as I've been predicting for years. They then swung it around overnight and pointed it at the tax protesters, gun owners. I mean, this is turning into hardcore tyranny. So can you elaborate on what you were just talking about? With them calling us pessimism porn, and then leading into we're terrorists and need the new domestic CIA to watch us.
Well, the New York Times did an op-ed piece on March 26th. They called what I'm putting out pessimism porn. And even though, of course, they cite all the accuracies that we have produced over the nearly 30 years of business, so they came out with this line. We're calling what they're putting out optimism opium. You won't die from porn, but boy, you'll die from this optimism opium, because the ship is going down and they've drugged the people. And you pointed it out with this left wing movement and these liberals, they're drugging the people into believing the lines. It's optimism opium. They keep selling it. And at the same level, by the way, they're always pushing out, you know, the economists say this and the economists say that. But we need to be confident. We need to be optimistic. Wait a minute. If you're going to stick with economics and use mathematical formulas and call it a science, even though it's a pseudoscience, then what does optimism and confidence have with this? This isn't about pessimism. The ship has hit an iceberg. It's sinking. And you better grab a lifeboat, a life jacket, or a life raft, because there's not even going to be debris to hang on to. This thing's going down quickly. And they're cozying the people into thinking that this is going to be saved by a song and dance man out there that's going to bring the country into a new age. It's not happening.
Well, Gerald, it's worse than that. I mean, it's even worse from my research, what you're saying. They're taking lifeboats and have left and have got bullhorns telling us to not grab pieces of, you know, the deck to try to float on. And they're telling us we're not even on a ship and we're not even on the North Atlantic. And then meanwhile, they're now saying people that don't like the banks are terrorists. And we found out when we were protesting the Fed that's in the Obama deception, we got the secret document. Now it's mainstream news. The Army was watching us, and the Army document that got leaked to us, and then we put it out and now the news confirmed it, says, look out, military. Don't let them know you're military spying on them. They're terrorists and may kill you. I mean, this is entering cuckoo land.
Well,
level.
It's not entering cuckoo land. What it's entering is fascism. And that's what this is, the merger of corporate and state powers, according to Mussolini, who knew a thing or two about fascism. That's what he called it. And that's what's going on now. And this is just the first, now it's first it's the economic fascism. Secondly, is going to be the political fascism. America's turning into a fascist state. And I'm not a right winger. I'm not a left winger. I'm a political atheist. I call a spade. I have no trouble with that. And when you look again at the definition by Mussolini, the merger of corporate and state powers is called fascism. So what you're talking about with the intelligence and the wiretapping and calling us extremists, that's the next level. That's to put down the revolt and the revulsion of what's going on.
But we're obviously on the right saying we shouldn't have offshore banks hijacking the government bipartisanly and stealing $12.8 trillion, the GDP, in 6 months, and you know that's in late April 2009. God knows what it'll be soon. They're saying it's online to be $26 trillion by the end of the year. That'll be double the GDP. I mean, this is just open crime. And I guess then, Gerald, you're saying they're going for broke. And because now they're announcing, White House official says, we'll bail out the newspapers and TV, but then the government will own it and tell them what to say. That's LA Times. And then we have them firing the head of GM and telling them what to do and telling the head of Dodge, you will let Fiat, the Bilderberg Group owned thing, take you over. I mean, it really is fascism.
Again, you know, Americans are drugged. We're the most medicated country in the world. And now we're drugged on this optimism opium that we have the showman in chief singing and dancing it out there, you know, putting on all these stage shows. So they're drugged. The people are drugged in more ways than one. And now, you know, you go out, you see people, they're Twittering, they're text messaging, they're out of their minds. They're not watching what's going on. And when you have that kind of situation, Alex, you could push everything over on them.
It's
and
a
that's
spell.
What's going on right now.
It's a spell. It's like they've been hypnotized.
Right. Again, it's optimism opium. They sell it every day. Can't you say can't you say something positive? That's what how many times I hear that? I mean, look at the last words of the guy who did the Good Morning America interview with me. He said something like, "Oh, you know, you're not a happy guy," or something like that. You know, I mean, some silly thing. He was a nice enough guy. And by the way, I have to tell you, Fox has been very good with me, and I've gotten to know a number of the people on the Fox Happy Hour. And I can't say enough good things about them. And they're not the people that I talk to on the set. And I've been on that show quite a bit. I have to tell you, you know, they're not taking stands. They're not Republican or Democrat, right or left. You know, they're fed up with this stuff.
Well,
too.
Let me tell you, I've talked over the years to a lot of Fox producers and they're listeners of the show. They know about the New World Order. They can't stand what they're doing. And also Murdoch is smart. He will brand whatever country he's in. He'll go with what the prevailing attitude is. And so right now he knows, just like you've said, this is the trend, patriotism, liberty, getting back to 1776 instead of to 1984 culture. They know that this is the rising tide. And so Yes, they want to be popular. Now, the MSNBCs and others, they're trying to go along with the optimism opium that you were trying to talk about right there. Now, Gerald, what do you see on the front of trying to restrict free speech? Because they're now announcing, Senator Jay Rockefeller has said, hey, we'd be better off without an internet. We need to have a new internet, too, where you don't have any of these freedoms, where we control what you can do, where sites are restricted. All over the West, from Australia to Canada, they're announcing Chinese-style net censorship. That's a headline, but saying it's good. How do you see them going after the internet?
They're going to go after everything. They're going to try to take as many of our rights away as possible. And Obama's going to be able to do it even better than Bush, because he has broad support. And they also may try a false flag incident that they're going to say, we have to, you know, because of this incident, we have to restrict your rights, just like they pushed through the Patriot Act. And, of course, we also know that Obama as well voted to reinstate the Patriot Act and is bringing it to new levels as well. So we see more and more restrictions, and there's going to be more and more of a clampdown, and net neutrality is going to be a huge issue.
Gerald Celente, going back to torture, the media tried to spin it, except for Agency French Press and a few others. The media tried to spin that he had rebuked torture, but when you read the orders and the statements, he says, we've got to protect our professionals that did the torture and followed orders. So what he really did in precedent was overthrow what was decided at Nuremberg, that just following orders doesn't cut it. He now says, no, you're going to be protected in government if you follow orders to commit brutal crimes, including torturing children with insects.
Yeah, I know. It's again, this is where the country is heading. And people better, as I said, they better wake up quickly. Not only are we going to lose our rights, but before you know it, you're going to lose all your money, too. Because they're also talking about this new reserve currency. We see with China, they're not dumping dollars. They're buying up assets. We still believe there's going to be the dollar's going to dive, hyperinflation, and we're still very bullish on gold. And it's very important now that people, again, take proactive measures in anticipation of what's to come. We're already seeing the breaks again now in the stock market. Today, the market's down well over 200 points. Banks are now again reporting weak earnings. It's just the beginning. There's no way out.
Well, Gerald, I want this in your, you know, your perspective on this, but what I see is a massive contraction, layoffs, you know, more than 600,000 every month now in the real economy, while they try to pump up their fiat economy. So, you know, there's a disconnect. They're like, well, that's doing better, but this is doing worse. Can you explain that to people?
Well, what they're doing is, as you well know, for example, let's take it with unemployment. There's the official unemployment number, and then there's the total unemployment number. When you look at total unemployment, according to some statisticians at the University of Maryland, it's at 17%. These include people that no longer are looking for work because they've given up. They can't find jobs. They're off the unemployment rolls. And people that are working part-time and then want full-time work. We're going to see unemployment rolls hitting real unemployment at about 25%. They're going to keep spinning the data as much as they can. They do it all the time. They come out with numbers, and then they adjust them after a month later, and they're much worse than they are.
And then that way, go ahead.
We also have to look at what's going on globally. We're seeing coming out of Japan, for example, last month, February's numbers, February exports were off 49%. Taiwan, exports are off 42%. The Eastern European, what used to be called the Eastern European bloc, they're underwater. Latvia, Lithuania, Hungary, Romania, they're gone. You saw riots in Iceland, that was just the beginning. Spain, Ireland, you name the country, the UK. This, we're going into the greatest depression. This is no joke. It's not pessimism porn. The people that believe the opposite, again, they're taking the drug, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, their brains are washed, and they're dying from optimism opium. They better take measures now.
That was my next question. They announced this G20. They've engineered the crisis. Now the very banks that engineered it say, we're setting up a bank of the world. You're going to pay carbon taxes to us. They're going to cut the carbon in the U.S., but not in China and India. That'll further destroy our economy.
They don't care about our economy. It's about bottom line. We know that from the top. And that's why the discrepancy between the average worker and the CEO, depending on whose numbers you look at, could range as high as 500 to 1. When I was a young man getting into the workforce in the late 1960s, it was 20 to 1. That's the only thing they're interested in, is bottom line profits. You're going to start seeing some major failures. Remember the commercial real estate collapse I was talking about? It's starting to happen.
Let's talk about that in the final segment with Gerald Celente. FriendsResearch.com is the website. We'll put it up on screen for folks there in the break watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It's sundown on the Union.
I can see the day coming when even your home garden is gonna be
illegal. And they're now trying to make home gardens in places like Tulsa, Oklahoma, illegal. It is happening. This government is totally tyrannical. I want to get into home prices plunging. You said years ago in 97 it would then be real estate. Mr. Salente, we got to have you back up as things intensify and accelerate. We always appreciate your monthly visit with us as a regular guest. But I wanted to get into what you talked about on Russian TV. We haven't talked about that yet. You're saying we now, in your own words, need a revolution. Why? And what should that revolution look like against this fascism?
Well, we're asking for an intellectual revolution, and that's the only thing that we can see changing this in the terms that the systems are totally corrupt. We have a two-headed, one-party system. Our financial institutions, Wall Street, it's the criminal gangs. I mean, it's a D.C. heist. Wall Street's taken over Washington. And the media's monopolizing our minds with this moron talk. They have these buffoons. You know, when I talked about, you know, Fox, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, people like Hannity or O'Reilly. I mean, to me, these guys are, you know, they're, you know, there's nothing about them that I would support. You know, I want to make that really clear. I was talking about just a group of people I know on Happy Hour and a few others. But so we have to stop this mind poison that they keep killing us with. And people, my father, may have soul rest in peace, used to say to me when I would repeat anything that everybody else was saying, he'd say to me in Italian, Papagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And this is a time when people need to think for themselves. The only way that we can get out of this is by coming up with intelligent decisions rather than having the president go out on comedy shows and put out these spin and throwing out these one-line sound bites and making decisions based on that. And the other president, you know, he didn't go on comedy shows, but he had this whole soundbite thing down as well. This is we're at a critical time in our nation, and either the nation is going to go under in fascism and control, or we can emerge as a better nation in terms of looking toward the future in a more positive way. And in saying that, by the way, one of the things, as you know, we have said is that the only thing that could get us out of the financial crisis is a productive capacity. You're hearing now more and more again about coal fusion, which a lot of people believe that was suppressed by the big energy companies. And there's going to be an alternative energy, and people should start looking in those directions for opportunities as well. So in talking about an intellectual revolution, these are the kind of things that we're talking about.
Well, I don't see how the tyrants are going to get away with what they're doing. In closing, as I interrupted you with a break, real fast, how bad is real estate going to get? Because, you know, I mean, it's now coming out that it's just totally screwed as well.
It is. And now you're going to start seeing, as we've been saying, the next shoe that's going to be falling is going to be the commercial real estate sector. We just saw the second largest mall developer go bankrupt, General Growth. I love it. Bad year for generals, isn't it? General Motors, General Growth. How about, you know, General Malaise? This thing is over. They've overexpanded. They've overbuilt. You're going to see ghost malls popping up all over the country. This is no time to invest now in real estate.
TrendsResearch.com. You can see him all over television, radio, you name it. Darryl Salente, thanks for giving us 55 minutes.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. God bless. There goes Darryl Salente, amazing individual. By the way, I had a bunch of sponsors I was supposed to plug, and I didn't. So let me just briefly tell you who made this show possible. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Check them out. eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, and PepperSpray.com, PepperSpray.com. Just great folks, those sponsors. I'm going to plug them tomorrow. God bless you. Retransmission with tons of key info in the first hour starts now. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.